We will call this meeting of the Commerce Committee to order. We are still waiting for some people to roll in, but we're not acting on any bills today. We're doing, what did we call that again? Government Relations Representative Introductions. Sounds good. And before we start, I neglected to do this at the end of the last meeting. We had presentations from Mr. Pender and Mr. Elef, Ms. Newman, and Pat McCormick. And I wanted to just say thank you. They did a nice job. They, in general, do a nice job, but I failed to thank them at the end of the meeting. So thank you, Mr. Pender, and everybody else. And with that, unless there are any questions, we can get right into our, what do we call it again? Government Relations Representative Introductions. Sounds very official. Here we go, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Phil Griffin. I'm a contract lobbyist, and I'm the first in line because the Health and Human Services Reform Committee is meeting upstairs, and I need to get up there for a bill. I represent about a half a dozen clients in the health care field, and I think I hold the record for having passed the bill out of the Commerce Committee in the quickest amount of time, 45 seconds, 2 years ago with Representative Tao. And I hope to be as brief and as concise in all of my dealings with this committee. If there are questions, I'd be happy to answer them, Mr. Chairman.
I have one question for you. Were you originally scheduled to be the first lobbyist to come up here and testify?
Mr. Chairman, I asked staff, and they told me that we would just come, and there was no sign-up order, so I just
asked. No, so what we've seen now is that everybody working together, peace in the valley. We like this. This is a good precedent going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman,
members. Any questions, members? There we go. Who's next? We have a lot of Post-it notes here.
Robin Rowan.
Is there a Robin Rowan in the audience? Whenever you are ready, please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Robin Rowan. I'm glad Phil went first because that takes pressure off me. I don't have to be the very first lobbyist to testify in the committee for the session. I am the executive director of the Minnesota Insurance and Financial Services Council, or MFSI. MFSI members are financial services companies that provide financial security for consumers for all stages of their lives through the sale of life insurance, long-term care insurance, annuities, mutual funds, retirement plans, and other financial products. MFSI members employ 30,000 Minnesotans. My members are names that you know and recognize, like Securian Financial, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Prudential, MetLife, Degree of Honor. This year, we will have a bill in front of you that will enhance consumer protection for seniors through the sale of annuities, and it will also ensure that regulation of those products stays here in the state of Minnesota. So I look forward, very much forward to working with you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions, members? If not, thank you very much. We look forward to all of your appearances being this brief. Thank you.
No promises. It is insurance, after all. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. Mr. Johnson. Thank you. Do you have a question there, Representative Johnson?
I heard it.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, Bob Johnson, Insurance Federation of Minnesota, and I represent a group of companies, property casualty companies, all the ones headquartered here in Minnesota, and then a pretty broad list of companies selling the property casualty lines. So I'll be up here. My colleague, Mark Culda, over here is our team at the Capitol. We're both full-time working for the Insurance Federation, so we look forward to talking to the committee on issues like no-fault auto insurance and homeowners and all the commercial coverages that businesses buy, work comp, liability, property, the whole gamut. So we look forward to the year with the committee. I've been doing what I do for quite a few years, so I have a lot of history on the insurance laws in Minnesota, so if you're interested in any of that history or need that, feel free to call me. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And members, if we do have questions for any particular government relations specialist that's coming up here, feel free to ask. Otherwise, we'll keep running through. And we feel free to adjust the order among yourselves. I'm going in no particular order. We're just based on the orange and yellow Post-it notes here. But the next person, Phil Stahlberger.
We saw the opportunity. We took it.
Go ahead. Identify yourselves for the record and fire away.
Phil Stahlberger, Vice President of Policy and or Legislative and Public Affairs at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota. Have a slew of issues likely to be in front of the committee. And as you know, we're the largest health plan in the state of Minnesota, residing in Representative Anderson's district in Eagan. And like I said, we'll have a lot of state issues in front of you, and I've primarily been working a lot of federal issues over the past couple of years, which are now on your laps, having to deal with some of the federal issues. So I'm sure we'll see lots of you.
Lynn Nelson, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. I work with Phil, and I am happy to work with this committee. And if you have any questions, feel free to grab me, or I'll be in committee.
Thank you very much. Members, any questions? Who do we have next?
I feel like we're on The Price is Right.
Yeah. I feel like there are people like lurking in the back that don't want to come down, too. Here we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jay McLaren, and I'm the Director of Government Relations at Medica. And I believe you have some background information about Medica in your packets. We are the second largest insurer in Minnesota, and we cover over 1.6 million lives. Obviously, some of the issues that I'll be talking to you about in this committee revolve around health insurance. Look forward to coming before the committee and working with you, and also arranging some meetings with you moving forward. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the chairman's time in letting us get to the hearing upstairs.
It is our pleasure. We always try to accommodate lesser committees. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Catherine Commit, and I'm the Director of Policy and Government Affairs for the Minnesota Council of Health Plans. It's a trade association that represents all the health plans in Minnesota. We are nonprofit health plans. I thought I'd come up last because you've heard from some of my members already, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Medica, other members like Health Partners, UCARE, Metropolitan Health Plan, Sanford Health, as well as Preferred One. I'm delighted to work with members of the committee, and if you have any questions, I am listed in the MGRC lobbyist book, and look forward to appearing before your committee sometime soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you. Fire away whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm Paul Egger, Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Minnesota Association of Realtors. And our association represents the nearly 20,000 realtors throughout Minnesota. Thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself. We do have a new team, a legislative team, working at the Capitol this year that includes not only myself, but Kate Johansson-Justman, who many of you have met. And those of you that have worked with Christine Berger, fortunately for us, she is not leaving the association, but she is expecting. So she's going to be transitioning into another role at the association where her hours are just a tad more predictable than they are doing the legislative affairs work. We will have one bill coming through the Commerce Committee this year that the chairman has graciously agreed to carry for us. And the issue, there are a couple issues that you'll see in that bill, and one pertains to broker price opinions, and then we also have some language related to expanding the number of exclusive agreements for different services that buyers can have with realtors. And we look forward to working with you throughout the session. We have contacted all of your offices. Those of you that we haven't met with, we're either on your schedule or hoping to be on your schedules in the very near future. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're up next whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Judy Cook.
I'm Sarah Strong-Belisle.
We're with Cook Girard Associates, and the other two people who work in our firm are Jim Girard and Kathy Micheletti. And I'm sure throughout the session you will have a chance to see all of us. We have had a chance to meet with many of you, and if we haven't, we'll be around quite soon. We're a contract lobbying firm. We'll list some of the clients that we work with who will have issues or could have issues before the Commerce Committee this year. Administaff, which is an employee leasing company, Health Partners, which is a health plan. You've heard from some of the other health plans. FedEx, Thrivent, the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Bankers Association, they represent banks big and small. You're going to hear a little bit more from their folks next. The Minnesota Association of Collectors, which is 90 businesses, third-party debt collectors, as well as Surly Brewing Company, which is a craft brewery in Brooklyn Center.
Happy to answer any questions.
I don't see any. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for those in the audience, you guys seem to be figuring it out for yourselves, but if there are people that need to get upstairs to another committee hearing, feel free to come in whatever order you want. But please try to work that out so we can get people to wherever else they need to go. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, committee members, I'm Tess Rice. I'm General Counsel and Director of Government Relations for the Minnesota Bankers Association.
Teresa Kuvas, Senior Government Relations Specialist for Minnesota Bankers.
Minnesota Bankers Association is the state's largest trade association representing banks. We have over 400 members across the state, from the largest to the smallest. And we look forward to working with you.
Any questions about compound interest or anything? Seeing none. Mr. Spazzetto.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name's Dominic Spazzetto. I'm a contract lobbyist. I represent a variety of groups that will have issues before you. I represent the Minnesota Independent Insurance Agents, which are your Main Street insurance agents who sell primarily property and casualty insurance, homeowners, auto insurance, workers' comp, commercial products. I also represent the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, which is a group of insurance professionals that sell primarily life and health, annuity, long-term care insurance products. Sort of covers the whole field. I also have the privilege of representing the Minnesota Dental Association, the state's 3,000 dentists, and I also represent the Minnesota Psychiatric Society. I try and keep my health care clients above the shoulders. So I'll have an opportunity to visit with you frequently in the near future, and I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Skilbred.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is David Skilbred, Vice President of Government Relations for the Independent Community Bankers of Minnesota. It's a statewide association of community banks, smaller banks typically, that you see from town to town with state names, national names. They are located in urban, suburban, and rural Minnesotas. Rural Minnesota, and I look forward to working with you this session.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Pat Martin, and I represent the Minnesota Mortgage Association, the Minnesota Financial Services Association, Minnesota Pawnbrokers Association, several others. I also do individual lobbying for the likes of companies like Visa, H&R Block, and others. And I would guess that at some time during the year you're going to have constituent questions, or that you might have questions that they're generated by the committee. Don't hesitate. We very much appreciate the opportunity to work with all of you. Thank you.
Questions about our Visa bill?
I want to go into that now, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Brent Christensen. I'm with the Minnesota Telecom Alliance. For those of you who remember Randy Young, he retired this last summer and I took his place. Minnesota Telecom Alliance is a trade association. We represent over 80 independent telephone companies, some of the smallest, down to about 60 access lines to some of the state's mid-sized members. We cover roughly one half of the geography of the state of Minnesota, and we serve about 15% of the customers. Our customers do everything from traditional telephone service to broadband to television service, regular traditional broadcast, or IPTV. So we've got some of the most cutting-edge technology in some of the most rural parts of the state. Look forward to working with the committee and hope to be here early and often.
You look tan.
Yes.
Have you been somewhere fun?
I have.
Iowa?
a little more south, a little
south.
More east.
Yep. Well, thank you. We will look forward to this session.
Mr. Chair and committee members, my name is Todd Hill, and I'm with Hill Capital Strategies, and I represent a variety of business clients that typically have issues before this committee, and those include Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Safelite Auto Glass, AT&T, Kraft Foods, Miller Coors, the Minnesota Restaurant Association, Altria, the National Basketball Association, and the trade association that represents virtually all the toy manufacturers in the world. And I thank you for your time, and I look forward to working with the committee.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity to address the committee. My name is Brett Walsh. I'm a contract lobbyist, and I represent the Autism Advocacy and Law Center. My colleague, Amy Dawson, sends her regrets that she couldn't be here at this meeting. The Autism Advocacy and Law Center provides legal services to families who have children with disabilities, and we also advocate on behalf of public policy changes. This session, we have two issues that will likely address this committee. The first is to ensure access to the Minnesota Comprehensive Health Association, or MSHA, for children with disabilities, and the second would be to improve access to health insurance coverage for children with autism. So we look forward to working with you on those issues, and once again, thank you for the opportunity to address the committee.
Thank you. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Chairman Hoppe and members of the committee. My name is Jennifer O'Rourke, and I'm with the League of Minnesota Cities. I have with me today Ann Higgins of our staff, and we're both lobbyists with the League of Minnesota Cities. We're the statewide association here representing all 854 some cities in the state, along with a few townships and a few watershed districts as well. While Ann and I work in the lobbying department, we also have an insurance trust at the League of Minnesota Cities that the vast majority of cities get their liability and workers' comp sort of insurance from. It's possible we might be here on some of those issues before this committee, although we're not bringing forward any legislation of our own this year. In addition to those items, I'll be here monitoring some of the liquor legislation that I'll be here before you, and some of the things that might fall under the regulatory reform, okay, if those would have any city impacts. So, and Ann works on telecom legislation.
That sounds good.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. I just want to quickly say the League has an affiliate organization known as MACTA, which represents our cable commissions and cable franchise administrators. The League works closely with them on cable franchising issues. And those we have brought before this committee in the past. We don't have any plans to have anything here at this time, but we are watching those issues as they come forward in other states, and there may be something at this point, at some point this session. I'm not aware yet. We also are interested in watching and participating, if you would wish, when you will be hearing a report, I think next month, from the Minnesota Broadband Advisory Task Force. Several public sector entities, as well as the providers, were on that task force and have produced a report, which is going to be presented to the legislature this session. Thank you.
Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Doug Franzen. I am a lawyer lobbyist, and I represent a number of good people with good ideas for this committee. I'd like to specifically discuss very briefly my representation of the Joint Underwriting Association. And that the JUA is an insurance company that was created by this committee. It's a public-private partnership. No state funds are involved, and we are a safety net insurer in the areas of medical malpractice, dram shop insurance, and commercial insurance to ensure that Minnesotans in these categories who need insurance to have a license or to conduct a business do have availability to that insurance. We would be looking forward to working with you and answering any questions you may have about the Joint Underwriting Association.
Sounds good. Thank you. Mr. Tennyson. Whenever you're ready, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Bob Tennyson. I'm an attorney in Minneapolis. And I'll be before you mostly on behalf of Aflac, explaining that they're not a health insurance company, but that they're an indemnity and supplemental insurance policy. And I spend a lot of time making sure those things don't get confused. I'll see you. And there are some other issues I show up on, too. Thank you.
Are you going to bring the duck?
You want to see a duck?
All right.
We don't want to bet unless we bring in the duck.
I'll bring one to the first meeting.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
When you're ready, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Marcus Marsh. I'm the Government Relations Director for the Minnesota Association of Farm Mutual Insurance Companies, which is kind of a long handle, but It's a statewide association made up of 94 farm mutuals and about a half a dozen members that are joint members when you heard from Bob Johnson in the Insurance Federation that we buy reinsurance and package liability and sometimes other coverages from. Our association has been around since 1895. Our youngest companies of the 94 are 100 years old. Our oldest company is having its 150th anniversary this year. According to the Department of Commerce, we write well in excess of the 50% of the farms across the state, probably somewhere between 60 and 65%. We sell strictly property casualty. Homes and farms is our forte. We're all local. We're all captive Minnesota. So anything that's done by the committee that impacts property casualty impacts all of our members. And been hanging around here for more years than I want to say. So for some of the new members, similar to what Bob Johnson said, this is my 31st year hanging around here. So I think I could have a pretty good history. If there's some issues you want to talk about, I'll try to give you my best honest answer as to what happened a number of years ago or what have you. And I'm going to try to get around to see all the committee members. So I'm going to start trying to get appointments with you and look forward to working with you. Thanks.
That sounds good. Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Nancy Landmark, and I am one of the co-chairs of the Minnesota Land Title Association, MLTA. We represent title insurance agents, abstract companies, and closing companies throughout the state of Minnesota. And our membership consists of everything from the national underwriting title insurance companies to the one- and two-man shops in some of the small towns in more rural areas of the state. The good news is we aren't planning to propose any legislation this year. Our preference, however, is to serve as a resource should you have any questions with regards to closing of real estate transactions or with regards to title insurance at any time. Thank you.
Thank you. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I am Gregory Sather. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Professional Insurance Agents of Minnesota. Our group represents independent agents across the state of Minnesota. They may be small agents, medium-sized agents. We've got some large agents, but these are small business owners within your communities. They may be your neighbors, and they may be your insurance agent. But I will be spending some time over here keeping track of what you guys are doing and keeping our members informed of what's happening here. So. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Fire away.
I'm Sarah Pasek with the McGrand Shea Carnival Strawn and Lamb Law Firm. My colleague Joe Bagnoli, we're a contract lobbying office. Also at our firm is Doug Carnival, Bill McGrand, and Kathleen Lamb, who spend time up at the Capitol. We have a variety of clients that come through the Commerce Committee. We've met with several of you already, and we have appointments with you, too. But a few of our clients are, one is MACTA, which is the Minnesota Association of Community Telecommunications Administrators. They're city officials and city staff who deal with the cable TV issues in your city, franchise agreements. They run the PEG access channels, and I'm sure if you have a PEG access channel in your district, you've come and done an interview. We represent Sprint Wireless with the wireless issues. National Marine Manufacturers Association, they're boat builders. Minnesota is lucky enough to have several boat manufacturers located in our state, Alumna Craft, Larson, Premier Pontoon, Crestliner, Blue Water Yachts, and others.
I'm Joe Bagnoli with Sarah with the McGrand Shea Law Firm. In addition to those clients, the clients that will come through your committee, we represent the Municipal Beverage Association, which is the association of municipal liquor stores and bars throughout the state. They have dual function of providing in parts of the state that are restricted to just municipal liquor stores, the control aspect as well as a sales function and accessibility function. We also represent the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, which is the private retail alcohol, which is bars and liquor stores throughout the state, and we are interested in all issues involving alcohol. One in particular issue that will be coming up this year is gaming in bars. And we look forward to talking with you about that as we go.
Don't see any questions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Coyle, whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Peter Coyle. I'm a lawyer lobbyist with Larkin Hoffman Law Firm in Bloomington. I tend to represent highly regulated companies, private companies, as well as trade associations that represent those companies. A client that's active in this committee typically is T-Mobile, which I've represented for about 12 years since I entered this market back in the 90s. And we'll have legislation that I'm sure we'll be visiting with you about over the course of the session. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Mr. Elwood, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Ron Elwood. I am staff attorney with the Legal Services Advocacy Project, which is the advocacy arm of Legal Aid. I've had the privilege of appearing before this committee before Chair Davids, Chair Atkins. And I've met a number of the new members. I have appointments to the others, and I would appreciate for those of you who know me not to prejudice any me before I see the new members yet. So thank you very much.
I wish you would have told us that last week. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Anybody that wants to come forward and say who they are and what their favorite childhood memory was? Anybody who's just walking into the room? Anybody? We have someone coming down, Mr. Cassidy's here. But while we're waiting,
Is it Tuesday?
Commerce. Just so everybody knows what's going on, Tuesday we are going to have an overview from the new Commerce Commissioner and whoever he brings with him to talk about various commerce issues. And are we having Dolly at all? No. We're not having Dolly, just Commerce. So we are going to be talking to the new Commissioner, bring your list of questions and suggestions and all of that kind of thing. And with that, we'll go to Mr. Cassidy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul Cassidy with the law firm of Leonard Street & Diner. Thank you very much. It's ironic that I get to follow my friend, Mr. Elwood from Legal Aid. A few of the things that Leonard Street & Diner do at the Capitol in terms of representing clients. Number one, do a lot of work in the insurance area on behalf of State Farm Insurance. As you know, probably know, they are the largest home and auto insurer in the state. And we spend a lot of time in this committee and others working closely with legislators on those issues. Second, we have a group of clients that are venture capital firms that are working with insurers around the country to create pools of investment capital for small startup and growth companies. This program, better referred to as CapCo, has been around the Capitol for the last couple of years. It's a tax credit program for insurance companies. Insurance companies pool their money together, put it into investment pools, and that money is put out on the street by investment managers and invested in small growth companies. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of my more fun clients that a lot of you have dealt with over the last couple of years. Mr. Elwood and I have had interesting discussions, Pawn America and Payday America, the largest payday lender in the state of Minnesota and largest pawn business in the state of Minnesota. Of course, those issues revolve around consumer lending issues, pawn issues, and the automated pawn system, the system that we utilize in Minnesota to track pawn transactions with the law enforcement community. With that, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, members? Quiet group today. Is there anyone else that wants to come forward and tell us who you are and what you do and all of that kind of stuff? Seeing none, any questions from any members about anything we heard here today? With Representative Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will each person's name and position and contact information be reflected in the minutes?
If I would have written all that down, that would be a good idea.
I wasn't asking you.
Yes.
I knew the answer if I was asking you.
Yeah. No, we... I did write things down. Yes, we will put everybody's name and... what's that? Bethany says forget it. No, we will put down everybody's name and position and list everybody that was here.
That would be nice. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, I think we are adjourned.